News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, Limerick has become Ireland's breast-free, feeding-friendly capital as part of a new campaign, the first of its kind in the country. When we mentioned this earlier, I told a story about whether this was the reality on the ground for people, because a friend of mine, not in Limerick, in Kilkenny, recently was asked to leave a premises. She was asked to leave a pub during the day, in the middle of the day, with her family. She was about to breastfeed and was told, you can't do that here. You absolutely can't do that here. And kind of with embarrassment, they all just left the place. But there was a huge reaction when we mentioned that story. Lots of people getting in touch, talking about how disgraceful it was, but also sharing some similar stories that they've experienced here down through the years up to right now, still happening in Ireland. We actually sent our reporter Rachel Martin to ask people how they feel about breastfeeding in public.
It should be like something private between her and her baby, especially like if you're sitting in a train or you're sitting in a bus or in a park and next somebody like it's feeding the baby. I don't mind that's a way, but I think it should be in private.
Well, there's no facilities anywhere. No matter where you go, you can't go to a nice little cabin or a room and feed your baby in peace.
In the restaurant I work in, a lot of women would come in and breastfeed, and it's not a big deal. I know no one really looks anymore. I think it has changed.
I wouldn't have a problem with anyone. It wouldn't make no difference. You have to feed the baby, you have to feed the baby.
I guess it's to each his own. I wouldn't do it in public, but, you know, it's to each his own.
Yeah, we heard from different people there with a variety of views. Kay Brown from the Leash League joins me now on the line. Kay, which do you think is more representative of the country at the moment? Is it that young woman who said, look, we have people coming into our cafe all the time breastfeeding, it's not an issue, nobody cares? Or is it the man at the start who said, look, I don't have a problem, but people should do it in private?
I don't know that there's a clear divide. I think certainly the older generation would probably be more embarrassed than the younger generation. The younger generation, I think, are far more acceptable of people breastfeeding in public than the older generation. But I guess that probably stems as well from the fact that we had back in the 50s, 60s, women were discouraged completely from breastfeeding. So there was very little breastfeeding went on that time. And there would have been very little public awareness of breastfeeding. You wouldn't see mothers out and about breastfeeding. A lot of women then, they gave up work once they had their babies.
Yeah.
It's a totally different place we live in today.
Most and women, legally it's different, we should say, because even that story I told about my friend being told she couldn't breastfeed in the premises, there's a law that protects her in that situation.
There is, of course, yes. There's the Equal Status Act 2000 law, and that protects breastfeeding mothers from being harassed in public places. And if you read down to that law, it states quite clearly that you cannot ask a breastfeeding mother to stop breastfeeding or to leave any public premises. So, well, I would imagine that your friend was unaware of the law that existed to protect her, and I would imagine that the bar she was in was also unaware.
Well, I think she was just embarrassed, like her and her family just kind of wanted to get out of there, to be honest, when it happened. Some people there mentioned a lack of facilities. This is something we were wondering here. If you put in place facilities whereby somebody can breastfeed in private if they want to, that on the face of it sounds like common sense, but does that still perpetuate the stigma around it, that maybe you should go there if the facilities exist?
I'm not entirely sure it's helpful. It's helpful on the one hand in that if a mother isn't comfortable breastfeeding in public, she has some place to go. We're lucky in Kilkenny, we have a designated room in McDonagh Junction for it, but that was built in recent times and they built it in as part of that. A lot of towns and cities are old. They wouldn't have those kind of facilities. But I don't feel it's helpful to expect mothers to go to that room to breastfeed. You know, if your friend is out with you and she happens to be breastfeeding, you know, how do you expect her to get up and say, well, I'll be back in 10 or 15 minutes, I'm going off to feed the baby, where she can sit there with you and breastfeed away. And to be honest, most people don't even notice a breastfeeding mother unless they come right up close or they're actually staring for a long time, they'll realise.
So much improvement compared to previous generations in terms of stigma, but still a bit the way to go?
Yeah, I would say, yeah. Probably because our breastfeeding rates are, you know, we're in the minority. Like, the initiation rate is quite good, but then it falls off quite, the older the babies get, the more it falls off. So we just don't have that presence there. And I suppose we're not set up in that. You know, a lot of our shopping centres, they may have a few benches here and there down the centre. But if you go abroad, you will discover most shopping centres have benches the entire way up and down them. And you'll see a lot of mothers sitting there breastfeeding their babies while their other children play around. And then they get up and they move on again.
All right.
And we don't have that.
Yeah.